Good afternoon. Plenty of unsettled weather on this Monday across interior New York and New England, with a front draped across the region, a wave of low pressure riding up and along the front, touching off rain showers and some heavier bursts of rain, primarily in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the eastern Catskills, across into southern New England. The rest of the region seeing plenty of clouds, but only a few scattered showers, and the trend will be to dry things out from northwest to southeast behind the front through the remainder of the afternoon. There's even a chance for some more sunshine as we head closer to the Canadian border and out into the Mohawk Valley, closer to central New York, deeper into the day. Regardless, it'll be muggy across the region with temperatures topping out in the middle to upper 70s. The trend will be to continue to clear things out tonight, though with areas of fog developing, temperatures will be back towards 60. This will set us up for a good-looking day tomorrow, well above normal temperatures in the lower to mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds and still some humidity in the air, although the humidity will tend to drop considerably as we head into the day Wednesday. Still, with mostly sunny skies, highs will be right around 80 degrees. The next front will start to slide our way on Thursday with just the risk of a shower, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Friday in the upper 70s. Then behind that front, much more autumn-like air starts to flow in with a gusty northwest breeze Saturday, highs in the lower 70s, and lots of sunshine but breezy and cool on Sunday with highs staying in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over much of eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, and northwestern Illinois. Strong instability and adequate wind shear will favor a few severe thunderstorms capable of large hail and perhaps a brief tornado in this region. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Carl, located about 930 miles east of the Leeward Islands and moving toward the west near 15 miles per hour. A turn toward the west-northwest at a similar forward speed is expected later today or tomorrow. Maximum sustained winds remain near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. Slow strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 22 at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, showers and thunderstorms near 80, Boston, showers and thunderstorms near 80, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 90 set in 1946, and the record low 32 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:40 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:57 p.m., 12 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds with some breaks of sunshine through the afternoon with temperatures in the middle to upper 70s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, lots of clouds with some breaks of sunshine this afternoon and highs in the upper 70s. Clearing tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, clouds with showers likely this afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows around 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies with some breaks of sunshine later in the day and high temperatures in the upper 70s. Clearing skies tonight with areas of fog, lows right around 60 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm again, and a bit humid in the lower 80s. Lower humidity on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies around 80. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a shower Thursday, mainly dry, lower 80s. A better chance at a few scattered showers and storms Friday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler on Saturday, lower 70s. And very autumn-like, sunny, breezy, and cool on Sunday, with high temperatures staying in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.